Welcome to The Informed Chiropractor, where the art and science of chiropractic care meets the cutting-edge insights of neuroscience. Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Don McDonald, and it's my pleasure to bring you a podcast dedicated to the chiropractors who are not just about treating pain, but about making a profound impact on the nervous systems of their practice members. Here at The Informed Chiropractor, our mission is to blend the timeless principles of chiropractic care with the revolutionary insights of the polyvagal theory. In every episode, whether it's a deep solo session or an engaging conversation with fellow chiropractors from around the world, we'll explore the practical applications of these principles in real-world settings. From case studies to the latest research, our goal is to empower you to make a bigger, more informed impact on the people that you serve. So whether you're looking to deepen your understanding, redefine your technique, simply inspired to learn how others are making a bigger impact, you're in the right place. Let's embark on this journey of enhancing our practices, our communities, and the lives of the people we touch one nervous system at a time. Thank you for joining me on The Informed Chiropractor. Let's get started. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. We have some big news this month. We're changing the name. We're changing things up. I know we haven't been on here for a while. And from the last podcast episode that we did back in July, we said we'd had a big focus kind of more into the polyvagal theory. And so what we're doing is we're rebranding the podcast from the Vitality Shift Podcast for Chiropractors to the Informed Chiropractor. And the reason we're doing that is as we evolve through our learning through chiropractic and working with chiropractors from around the world, we start to evolve our message. And so we initially started with the Vitality Shift. And that was a product that's online and it really helped focus chiropractors on improving their communication so that they could basically make chiropractic relevant to the person in front of them. You know, in the old days, we'd do scripts and say the same thing to every single person. And we called that the spray and pray. And some people it would hit perfect and some people it wouldn't. And so this just makes it more unique. So we customize our language and customize our communication to each person. And again, still super relevant. And it's still available for people if they want to purchase the Vitality Shift program. And then also we had objective testing in there too. So the funny thing is that this is almost the most important for the chiropractor at first, because as we travel around, talk to chiropractors, many chiropractors, as they're adjusting their practice members and going through care, if symptoms or a long-term outcome that might not be happening for like 2 or 3 months or 4 months down the road is the only target, a lot of people can get frustrated along the way. And so what we've done with the objective testing is being able to measure slight improvements along the way through care, also bringing that attention to the practice member so that they're actually experiencing the improvements in function. And I've said many times before, we become the cheerleader of all those little mini milestones along the way. And the good thing about it is the chiropractor also realizes how much improvement that they're actually creating in the practice members through the chiropractic adjustment. We've had many people where it's funny is they've been adjusting the exact same, but what we've done is we've increased the measurement along the way. And a lot of chiropractors are totally blown away going, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that I'm creating this much change. And so one of the biggest challenges with a lot of chiropractors is they have that mentality that they're imposter or that they're not that great of an adjuster, or, you know, these are all these back subconscious messages that you're telling ourselves. And so that is still super relevant. And so that is an online program you take and you can implement it into your practice. You can take the different objective testings. You can take the different ways that we work on communication so that we actually make things relevant. Now, the next level we've moved to is basically implementing the polyvagal theory throughout all of this, because chiropractic principles and the polyvagal lens, they just blend perfectly together. They also, the polyvagal theory, like Brandy always calls it, it gives you the algorithm of the human body, and it actually gives you the why and understanding around why we experience what we experience, why the physiology does what it does. And it just gives us some different language that actually help us to explain this to our practice members in a language that's a little bit more understandable. Chiropractic, we have our own lingo and we love our own lingo. The challenge is that when someone's coming in for care, and especially if they're in a state of stress, especially post-COVID, their brain's not online, to be able to teach someone a whole new lingo is a lot more challenging than using lingo that they're more familiar with. And that's why we use analogies and relevancy, because what that does is it takes what we're trying to get our message for them, we're linking it to something that they already know, or we're putting it in simpler terms so that they can understand it. And the great thing about it is once our practice members are understanding why they're experiencing what they're experiencing in their physiology, then they're a lot more compliant with care too. Because if someone's coming in and they're only under care because you've told them to, and they're on a care plan just because you told them to, and you know their friend comes and asks them, why are you still seeing a chiropractor? And they don't have a very good explanation on why they are, they're not going to stay. And so you've probably seen this loss before where they've been under care and then they talk to a spouse or they talk to a friend or they just got frustrated and they dropped off care. But this is really helpful if they actually understand why they're under care, understand what's going on in their body. On the last episode, we were talking a little bit about the states of the hierarchy of the nervous system. Just quick review, like our target is that ventral vagal state where we are connected. This is the ventral portion of the vagus nerve is basically running the show. And when it is running the show and we're ventral vagal, our social engagement system comes online, which is the five cranial nerves that basically control all the expression in our face, our voice, our hearing, our head movements, our eye movements, anything that makes us look biologically connected. Because Dr. Stephen Porges call it biologically rude. When someone's social engagement system is offline, they become biologically rude, which means that they're not necessarily being rude. It's just that they're giving out cues of danger and people don't feel comfortable around them. You know, some people call it the resting bitch face or something, where people are like, people say I look like I'm grumpy, but I'm not. It's just, that just means our social engagement system is offline. So when ventral vagal is running the show, it will basically help if we're in a sympathetic state. So that'll be the first state of stress is that sympathetic state. It helps to dial down the sympathetics so that we can get back into that connected state. Also, if we happen to get dorsal, which is like the lower shutdown state, it helps to bring us back up. So it's the regulator of those of the nervous system where it helps to either bring us up if we're too low or drop us down if we're a little bit too high. And what I wanted to talk about today was a little bit about interoception. Now, neuroception is the term that Stephen Porges uses that is basically the danger detection system of our body and our nervous system. And it is scanning our environment, scanning our internal environment all the time with the information that it's had in the past to determine if our environment is safe or dangerous at any one time. And when neuroception is detecting danger, it immediately dysregulates our autonomic nervous system, which then immediately alters our physiology. Now, when a baby is born, they do not have the ability to self-regulate. So they need to be in the close proximity of a parent, or they need to have a safe co-regulator throughout their life in order to help bring down that, get our body back into that ventral vagal state. Because if we don't have that, we actually always stay dysregulated. Even adults, if we've never really learned how to co-regulate or never had the ability to co-regulate with somebody, we will often have a harder time to self-regulate. However, the cool thing about chiropractic is in order to self-regulate, hopefully we have that. Again, that there's so many different factors involved. Like we need to have a safe environment. Hopefully we have co-regulators that we have in our life. But in order for us to be self-aware, we need to be able to feel our physiology. And that is called interoception. Now, when most people come in, especially post-pandemic, some people are still in that fight or flight state, but a lot of people are in that dorsal vagal free state. What happens is they actually lose or lower their interoception. So then they don't even know. Like you can't even regulate something or you can't alter something if you're not aware of it. And so a lot of people have been in dysregulated state for so long, they actually don't even know what a regulated state feels like. And so this is what's kind of helped with the McDonald's Safety Corridor, where we've really tried to get deep into how can we help them be more connected to their body so that we can help to create that state of ventral vagal, and how can we make that more prolonged in their life? Because again, our body can shift back and forth, but often it's stuck. When those people first come in, they're stuck in that dorsal vagal or in that sympathetic stress response. Now, if someone is predominantly a sympathetic dominant practice member, they have low interoception. But what these people you can tell, because usually if they say they've gone to a massage therapist or they go somewhere, they need it really deep. Like you need to they need to feel the pain. They need to know that something's happening. And these are the people who the sympathetics override. And I always think of our dog, because our dog, he has bad hips and he's had knee surgeries. And like normally, if he's feeling pretty stiff, he's kind of walking around. If another dog's around, he goes right into the sympathetics. And as soon as he goes into sympathetics, he actually doesn't feel his body anymore. And then he can run around and hurt himself. And then he'll be really, really not feeling good when he kind of calms back down again. Now, those sympathetic people are basically blocking the body pain because they're in that fight or flight state. So they're actually like pushing that those feelings away. If someone's in dorsal, more of a dorsal vagal state, it's more of an avoidance. Like they're just trying to avoid it because they're trying to get outside their body. So imagine like you're getting attacked by a bear or something and you're experiencing all, you just dissociate outside of your body. So it's kind of interesting, just the mentality between those two states. And you actually get quite good over time when you're talking with practice members to determine if they're in more of that sympathetic state or more in that dorsal vagal state. But this is the importance of the chiropractic adjustment, because when we're going through, we're actually, our connection is to the physiology of the patient. Dr. Jeannie Ohm always would say chiropractic is just about restoring normal physiology. And this just rings true with this as well. Our goal is to get back to that ventral vagal physiology, which means it's a state of ease, or the physiology is in a state of safety. And so while we're palpating the spine, it's often what I love to do is I love to like have them feel what I like, basically describe what I'm feeling and see if they feel it. Then when we're adjusting it, we want to see the feel the difference. So my goal is I'm always trying in the first little while to create contrast with the practice member, because they are very familiar with the state of tension or dyshyphenese. That's a normal default in their body. And what I want to do is I want to create these little snippets of ease, but I want them to be aware of what that feels like. Because if we can do that on a more frequent basis, eventually, and then again, this is the co-regulator. So I'm, as a chiropractor, we're being co-regulators to our practice members. That's why it's also important for us to make sure our physiology is in a state of ease. That's why you can see there's just so many layers to this polyvagal theory that we can hit it from all different angles. And what it does is it just makes the adjustment richer and deeper and more lasting and more effective, when we can really make sure every person, when they're leaving, is in more of that ventral vagal state. And we can measure that. There's different parts of the body that we can feel. So the ironic thing is, when we first was in chiropractic, I would come out and I was all talking about pain. So I only talked about pain. Where does it hurt? Blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, the more I learned and got coached and went to different seminars, we heard that we should never talk about pain. So we go far against the opposite grain, where we don't care how you feel. We just care how you function. And so the polyvagal theory is kind of interesting, how we can kind of blend this all together. And we've kind of always done this in the past, but this kind of puts more of a meaning behind it, where when someone's first under care, they actually don't have very good interception. So what they feel doesn't even give us that much information, or it will if it's severe. But as they're under care and their interception improves, it is amazing, just like chiropractors are, that people can tell what's going on in their body. Like, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I've experienced this before, where a practice member will come in and they'll say, it feels like this rib has kind of shifted, and then it kind of goes into my shoulder and it feels like this has gone forward. And then you go and palpate and you're like, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And so it's kind of a cool thing to have in the top of our mind when we're doing our table talk, is really making sure we're connecting into that body. We're having them breathe. We're having them, giving them some tools with the adjustments, what we're doing, but we're also giving them tools they can do on their own as far as breathing or moving or making sure sitting straight or like getting away from stressful people or exercising, to make sure that we're creating more episodes throughout the day where that person is more in a state of ease. Because we know ease, well, in polyvagal, they say safety is the treatment. And in chiropractic, we say ease is the care. So if our nervous system's in a state of ease, that's when the body heals itself. And that's when our prefrontal cortex comes on. And that's when everything runs the way it's ideally meant to run. However, especially post-COVID, there are so many danger cues. And actually, just look at the political environment, the wars around the world, inflation, the economy. Like, there's so much stuff right now that is throwing off cues of danger into our people. That's why I think this is one of the most important things that the world could use right now, is chiropractic blended with that polyvagal lens to help our people get more into that regulated state. So again, we can talk for hours and hours. We actually have our group, the Informed Chiropractor, which is a group coaching program where we're just working with chiropractors to help become informed in business and in personal development, in chiropractic adjusting technique with the McDonald's safety corridor, and then of course the polyvagal theory. And so if you're interested in that, you can just check out informchiropractor.com. We've actually rebranded our website and changed the domain name. So just to kind of reflect our new brand, the two things that we're doing now live, because again, co-regulation happens much better when we are live and in person. And that's why we've really kicked off our events again, where we're doing our seminars. And again, we're finding that a lot of chiropractors are struggling. They're quietly struggling out there. And, you know, a lot of them are embarrassed to say anything. And so, like, if you are having challenges, feel free just to reach out to us, you know, Facebook Messenger or something like that, and just let us know, because we always want people to actually feel like they can reach out. However, that's why we really like back doing our in-person events. And so what we're basically doing now is we have two main focuses. One is called the Polyvagal Shift. And the Polyvagal Shift is going to be a team event where, you know, if you're a solo doc, you come by yourself, but if you have a team, you can bring them as well. And basically, it's everything outside of the adjustment that we can implement polyvagal style, as far as our self-regulation, communication with others, going through your first visit, your second visit, your regular flow, care planning, all that kind of stuff, making sure that we are aware that we're putting cues of safety so people feel safe in that environment so that we can allow them to thrive. This is a full day event. We have just two currently on the books right now. We have one in Saskatoon, March 16th, and we have one in Australia on the Saturday, June 1st in Sydney. And then the other program that we do is called the McDonald Safety Corridor Protocol. Now, this is what I've done to take polyvagal through adjusting, no matter what technique you use. So you can go anywhere from a lighter, like a network, a torque release, all the way up to manual, Gonstead, everything in between. This is just about how do we do optimizations to make sure that once we've adjusted that person, that we are for sure aware their neurology is in a state of safety and their physiology is giving off safety cues. And so chiropractic is so important, because when we adjust the subluxation, we not only remove danger cues, because subluxation is a danger to the body, to the physiology. However, we also need safety cues to add into it. So these are just little, we call them optimizations, that just, you just kind of blend it in with your regular adjusting. We might have you flip them on their back and work on the ventral aspect of the body with some visceral work, diaphragm work, stuff like that, just to open up globally to make sure that global nervous system is in a state of ease. However, it doesn't take that much time. We've had a few people reach out and say, do I have to change my whole technique? And no, like I've done that before too, where I go to technique seminar, it basically says I have to do everything totally different. What we want to do is we want to keep everything that you're doing currently, and we're just going to add in some optimizations throughout it. Also, it just gives you a different eye when you're looking at people doing the same thing that you're doing before. And actually, a lot of times you are doing a lot of the stuff that we learn through the polyvagal theory. It's just we just do it innately. And so if we can put meaning behind it, it just makes it a little bit more powerful as well. So just wanted to reach in here, just do a kickoff call. I'm going to start doing these interviews again. We'll be doing a couple podcast episodes a month, interviewing some amazing chiropractors around the world that are using these polyvagal principles practically. A lot of chiropractors have heard about the polyvagal theory before, but it's kind of, we've heard there's a lot of challenges with actually implementing the information. And so we're here to help you do that. So we also have Denver, I forgot to say too, Denver, Colorado on May 4th. We're actually doing a level one McDonald Safety Corridor Protocol. And then also in Sydney, Australia on the Friday before the Polyvagal Shift event, we're doing a level one McDonald Safety Corridor there too. So we are adding dates all the time. So if you ever want to, just pop over to theinformedchiropractor.com, and then we will have a schedule of all of our live events. And we hope to see you there. If not, join us on Facebook. Brandy posts every single day. She has some great insights every day. And again, listen to this podcast and please share it and give us some reviews. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, have a wonderful day. And that brings us to the end of another episode of The Informed Chiropractor. I want to thank you for joining us today and being an important part of this community dedicated to advancing chiropractic care through the insights of neurology and the polyvagal theory. As we close today's episode, remember that each one of us has the power to make a significant impact on the health and well-being of our practice members. It's through our continuous learning, application, and sharing of knowledge that we can truly elevate the practice of chiropractic and enhance the lives of those that we serve. Before we part ways, I encourage you to connect with us online, visit our website, and follow us on social media to stay updated. Our website is www.theinformedchiropractor.com. And if you found value in today's episode, please share it with a colleague or a friend who might benefit as well. Your support helps us reach and inspire more chiropractors to make a greater impact on their communities. It's been a pleasure to be with you today on The Informed Chiropractor. And until next time, Dr. Don out.